It's James, Judy and Brandon, and it's the Visit Isle of Wight show. We were just talking to Anthony Churchill about the Churchill Trail, and we've got Joanna Ling here, who's the manager of the Haven Street Falconry Bird of Prey Centre, and that is based at one of our favourite places on the island, which is the Isle of Wight Steam Railway. Welcome, Joanna. Thank you very much for coming in. We're really excited because there's so much going on, isn't there, at the Steam Railway?
And there is. It's a brilliant place. There's always lots and lots going on there. It's fantastic.
And you've just moved over there, haven't you?
We've technically been there for the past 6 years. We started off as a mobile falconry.
Oh, I see.
So the birds were all kept on private property, and we used to bring them to the station. That was our main base every day, and we'd take them back at the end of the day. But last year, or I should say the year before now, we kind of finally decided that we just couldn't go any further with the way we were working. So with some help from the guys at the Isle of Wight Steam Railway, we got our heads together, decided to build the Bird of Prey Centre, and spent the last year building it, and now we're here. So
Judy and I came to have a look at that a few weeks ago, and it looks really brilliant.
But oh, thank you very much.
You've put a lot of work into it. Now you told me things are expanding as well, so you're rescuing birds as well as
fly. Yes, we really, it's close to our hearts to get really involved with conservation, education, and rehabilitation of wild birds as well. So we've decided that we're going to now move on a step and do a rescue service as well, and we've started to advertise it on our Facebook page. I know it's being put onto our website now as well. It's a 24/7 service, so even if you find a hit a barn owl, let's say, God forbid that should ever happen, with your car, but at night, 2 o'clock in the morning, we're going to come out and get it.
Really
are dedicated to these birds. We want to be able to do the best for them. So we are now taking on rescues. We have backup from vets, and we're going to do our best to rehabilitate them and get them back out fit and fighting, or fighting fit, I should say.
That's amazing. Now if people come along to the falconry, what can they expect to see?
Well, I have to say, we are very different to most other falconry centres out there. We've always had a very hands-on approach, and even though we have this centre now, we still want to maintain that. So where there's always staff going around, we're always allowing people to hold birds in the centre as well, so they still get to have that hands-on experience with the birds. We do a lot of education with them. We do our 2 flying displays a day, which are completely different flying displays as well. They're at 11:40 and 1:40, and of course, if you're not actually coming to the centre, they're actually free for Isle of Wight Steam Railway visitors as well. So we're still keeping that really educational point of view, but with a lot of fun and a lot of hands-on experience, which you find especially with children tends to work a lot better, because if they're holding something and looking at it closely, they'll take a lot more in, which is really what we're all about.
Yeah, that's how kids learn, isn't it? They don't want someone just to sort of sit them down and talk to them. They want to be involved and, as you say, hold the birds and feel them and see for themselves how they fly and
they
what
do
they're like.
Definitely. And even on our flying displays, we like to get people involved. We often get comments from people saying they've never seen anything like us, because we pull the crowd out. We're like, right, come on, out you come, get involved, we're going to get you to have some fun with our birds as well, because that way people are going to enjoy it more, so they're going to take more in.
Right.
And that's a winner.
Now Brandon, if you could have a pet, would you have a falcon, a ferret or a stick insect,
or a reptile?
that's a hard question, because I do love like birds of prey and such, but then reptiles are pretty cool as well. I've always wanted a big bearded dragon.
Do you have a bearded dragon?
We do. We've just got a bearded dragon.
Well,
he's
you just
not
sold it
big.
To me.
He's not big at the moment. He's no bigger than my hand, really.
That's even
he's
better.
A baby. He's about 6 months old now. His name is Jeffy.
Oh, it's so cute.
He is adorable. I love him to pieces. But hopefully he should get a lot bigger and a lot lazier. Quite quick when they're this small.
A bit like boys and men, then.
Yes.
Thanks, Judy. Now, listen, people will think they have to come to the Steam Railway to see you, but if they've been to the Steam Railway and seen that, they don't have to.
We are open all year round. The only day that we're not open is Christmas, so even if the Steam Railway isn't open, we're still going to be there. Of course, animals don't stop, so nor do we. But if the Steam Railway is open, you can just buy a ticket to come into the Falconry Centre as well. It is a little bit more expensive when the steam railway is open because they give you access to their grounds, to their train story, their cafeteria and things yeah. like that. So I believe an adult is about £7, child is £3. But you that you know that stops you from having to sort of go on the train. You can just come in and see us, see our displays, spend the whole day in with us if you really want to.
But if you do go and see the trains, it's half price.
It is, yes. If you've been on the trains, we offer a half price admission to all train ticket holders. So.
Fabulous. Well, Joanna, thanks ever so much for coming in.
That's all right.
The website for anyone who'd love to go along is haven-falconry.co.uk.